Welcome to the Health Up Podcast. On my podcast, I share everything I know on how to be the best and healthiest version of yourself, focusing on nutrition and fitness. Hello and welcome back to the Health Up Podcast. I'm Carly, your host, and so happy that you decided to start off the last week of 2021 with one of my episodes. If that's your case, like, thank you so much for that. I appreciate you a lot. But first of all, Merry Christmas. I know Christmas is over by now, but still, hopefully you had an amazing Christmas Eve, Christmas morning, and just in general, Christmas season with your family or just with everyone you love. I know that for some people, Christmas time can be a bit hard, seeing it like in different ways, for example, food-wise, if you don't have such a great relationship with food, or if you're not that close to your family, you know. But still, hopefully you had a wonderful time, not just with your family or in general with everyone you love. At least I did. Well, for me, it's still the 25th, but still, like, I've been having a wonderful last 2 days. And yeah, and if you don't celebrate Christmas, well, hopefully you just had an amazing weekend or just some amazing time with everyone you love. But yeah, that's, I guess, a little intro. I can't believe that Christmas is literally, for you, like, on Monday, it's literally over. Like, how is that possible? I think, like, I wasn't really in the Christmas spirit at all. I didn't feel like it was Christmas yet because time flew by so fast. And for me, it's, like, unbelievable, you know? So, yeah, I don't know. I try to appreciate the time and be present, but it was so weird because I literally can't believe that Christmas is over. Like, wow, how is that even possible? But yeah, let's get into today's topic. Today, I want to talk about the new year and how to prepare for 2022. 1 week till 2022, literally. So I think this would be the perfect time to start planning ahead and just getting ready for that new year. I know that it kind of sounds cliche, and I know that everyone says, like, yeah, new year to me. New me, you know, but I'm not, like, I do not 100% believe in that, because I think you could start every single day. It's not that you have to wait to, like, the middle of the year or till a new year, but still, I think making a few changes in your life for the new year is always great, and because we literally have less than a week, I think it's the perfect time to start. So that's what I will be talking about today. Just in general, how to prepare for 2022, mainly the things that I will be doing before the new year starts, and just to kind of reset and get into a new kind of routine, you know? So that will be the topic today. But before I start, I don't know, I feel like I'm talking way too fast. Is it too fast? I'm just kind of excited to record for some reason, because I have no idea why, but I'm really, really excited, so I'm gonna try to just slow down a bit. Okay, let's get into the highs and lows of this week. It's Saturday for me, so normally, you know, I record on Fridays, but yesterday was Christmas Eve, and in Peru, we celebrate Christmas Eve a lot more than actual Christmas Day, so I had a lot to do yesterday. That's why I decided to move it till today, well, Saturday, but yeah, I'm literally talking about something I shouldn't even talk about. Let's get into the highs and lows of today, of this week. Okay, starting off with the lows, I would say a low was that probably that I don't know if this is bad, but I overate. I'm not saying, like, it's bad that I overate, but I ate way too much that I wasn't feeling comfortable in my body anymore. You know, like, I think everyone has gone through this at least once, that you eat way too much and then you're, like, uncomfortable because it was way too much. And on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I wasn't at home. We traveled for a bit, so obviously we were staying at a hotel and there was, like, a huge, like, range of foods and stuff, so I obviously wanted to try everything, and I did, but I kind of ate way too much that I wasn't feeling very, like, happy and confident in my body anymore, And I really don't like to do that because I think eating is to make you feel great. And when you overeat, it's like the total opposite, you know? So that is definitely something I need to work on, that when I really like a food, I just tend to eat and eat and eat until like I'm so full that I literally feel sick. And that's something I want to work on. I just want to eat until I'm satisfied and not that much food until I literally feel like I'm going to throw up, you know? So that was definitely the first low of this week, and I really did not like that feeling. Obviously, like, I'm not trying to say that you shouldn't eat until you're full or something. Like, I'm not trying to spread any negativity over here. I believe that food is fuel, and it's so, so important for you. But sometimes when you eat just way too much until you feel sick, like, you just don't need that, and your body also does not need that. So, yeah. Well, I do believe that I felt so full because I was mainly eating fruit and vegetables. I'm a big fruit and veggie gal. So that is probably what made me feel extremely full, plus all the carbs and protein I was having. Like, that combination is not the best one. So yeah, I'm gonna leave it there. The first low of this week was definitely that. And my second low would be that I did not take care of my skin. As I said, I traveled to a place where it's like, where it was extremely sunny and extremely warm. One day I burned my arms like so badly that they were red and they were burning. They were burning. Like, it was just the weirdest feeling ever. I had never burned myself so, so badly. But the worst part of all of this is that the next days I didn't even really cared about that, and I just went into the sun like normal. And that happened 3 days in a row, that my skin is literally so, so burnt right now, and I have no idea why I did that. But yeah, that is just what happened. My skin is very burnt and it just hurt for a long while. So that is also another low, which I think, I don't know where it came from, just probably because I thought the sun wasn't that high. You know? Okay, did that even make sense? It's just I thought that the sun wasn't that strong, that I wasn't gonna burn myself, but I ended up burning myself 3 days in a row, which is not good for your skin at all, so definitely do not do that. Yeah, those would be my two lows of my week. They're not, like, that bad, but just something I realized and I want to change for the next time. It's kind of more like a behavior. Yeah. But now let's get into the highs, and I already have my first high in my mind, which is that I took an extra rest day. I don't know if it's an extra rest day, but there were some complications with the hotel gym. We were constantly asking at the lobby, like, yeah, when is the gym gonna open and everything, because I did really want to work out. I don't know, like, every time the hotel has a gym, I just want to try it out because I think it's so interesting to see that each and every single hotel has like a different kind of gym setup. So I really, really enjoy that. So obviously I wanted to try out the gym on the Monday, when Mondays I have my quad focused leg day, and I wanted to train my quads. But guess what? The lobby didn't know that the woman who was working at this hotel gym had a random free day. Like, she wasn't gonna come to work on that day. On the Monday, I wanted to train my quads, you know? So, but the high of all of this would be that I had no problem taking that day as an extra day, as an extra rest day. Like, I'm so, so proud of myself of, like, not being, like, anxious, or, like, not having this anxious feeling that, oh my god, no, I'm not gonna work out. Like, I did not have that feeling at all. I was like, okay, everything happens for a reason, and it's fine. You're just gonna take an extra rest day. And then on Tuesday, I did work out on my quad. So I guess everything just happened perfectly, you know? I don't know, like, maybe that. But what I decided to do is just move my split to the next day, which means I will be working out on the Sunday. Well, at least that's the plan. I'm gonna see how it's gonna go, but the idea is to work out on that day. I normally have a rest day, but I already took my rest day last Monday. So, you know, like, it kind of all makes sense in my head. I don't know if it's really making sense right now, but it does. So yeah, that will be my first high. My second high would be that I was confident in my own body. Definitely. Obviously, we traveled and it was hot, which means there was like a pool option. There were multiple pools at that hotel. So I wore a bikini because, yeah, I used to be very like not comfortable with wearing a bikini for some reason. I don't know if it was because I didn't like my own skin or just in general the way I looked. But this time I was confident, even though my muscle definition is not the biggest, I won't lie. Like I realized that the day I was wearing my bikini because I was like, yeah, like I have so much muscle, I look perfect. Not really though, like you couldn't see my abs and there wasn't any proper quad definition and also like not really back. So yeah, that was definitely something that made me feel weird because I thought it looked so, so good. But in reality, it wasn't like that. But at the same time, I was confident wearing my bikini and just being there. Like, I felt great. So that is definitely a second high. Like, I was just so confident in my own skin, so confident about myself. And I really, really love that. And I just love that I'm learning how to love my body. It's an awesome feeling, yes? It is. I think I want to cry because I'm kind of getting emotional about this. Yeah, it's an awesome feeling. And I obviously want to share a third high because we want to be positive out here. And that's probably that I had no problem eating. Normally, when I know that like I'm probably not going to be able to work out and it's not everything gonna go like how I want, I just tend to get anxious because like, what if I eat and lose my progress, you know? Like that typical thought that everyone has, but I didn't have it this time. Like I just ate because I knew that I was fueling my body. Like that was the reason I was eating. I was fueling my body and food is good for you. And I love, absolutely love that I have this mindset right now and that it has changed over the course of this year. So definitely another high that I'm literally becoming so confident in my own skin and just having no problem like skipping a workout, for example, or having something more to eat, which, yeah, would be kind of difficult for me like 1 year ago. But right now it's the total opposite. And I'm so, so happy and just proud of myself that I'm able to have these different thoughts. So yeah, those were my three highs and two lows this week. Hopefully you were able to maybe resonate with me. I don't know, but yeah, that was this week. Before I start though, make sure to check out my socials. I have an Instagram and TikTok. Both are at Carly_fit. And also make sure to leave a quick review or rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And if you enjoy this episode, maybe share this one with everyone you love so that we can just in general reach more people. So yeah, I think that's all for this intro. I know it's kind of long, but let's just get started. So the first thing what came into my mind when I was thinking about like how to prepare for 2022 was to set goals. I think everyone has goals in their lives. I don't know if I'm wrong, but I think like especially when it's the new year, everyone in some way feels like new, like their new selves or like refreshed or renewed in some way, you know? I know it is cliche, as I said in the intro, but it's kind of true though. Like me too. The new year, it's like, wow, it's a new year. It's kind of different, even though it's not really, because it's a normal day, like December 31st, you know? But still, I think everyone wants to achieve something, and I guess that those would be your goals. And for me, having goals also kind of gives your year a purpose, because you're trying to work on something to achieve that certain goal at the end of the year. I don't know if I'm wrong, but I think I kind of see it like that. And if you are, or if you're not a person who's really into setting goals, I know someone, my mom,
She does not set goals for herself. She does not plan out her day. Kind of the total opposite than I am. But she still lives her life. And I think that internally, she probably has one or two goals. But still, like, if you're not a person who's into setting goals, I think you don't have to, like, make a huge list of goals you want to accomplish in 2022. I think just having a few little ones, which are maybe, like, very made for you or, like, very personalized, are perfect. And also keep in mind that it's not only about yearly goals. You can even do, like, monthly goals, weekly goals, or even daily goals. It does not only have to be about long-term goals. It can also be short-term goals. I'm a person who enjoys planning out or writing down long-term goals. I'm not really into short-term goals. I don't know why, but I never have. Like, I like to just write down a huge list of everything I want to accomplish this year, and those will be my long-term goals. So yeah, that is everything I have to say. Like, it's not that much, because setting goals is, like, just something that has become a normal thing for me, because I've been doing this for, like, 3 or 4 years, like, setting goals for every single year. So I don't really have that much to say about this, but still, like, I do this every single year, and so should you, because goals are awesome. Like, you definitely should be going out of your comfort zone and trying new things to just accomplish those goals. Yeah, the first thing you should do before 2022 comes, set yourself a few goals for the next year. My second point I wrote down when I was thinking about how to prepare for 2022 was just a little reflection on 2021. What went good? What wasn't so good? It's not only these questions. I think you can ask yourself multiple questions about each and every single situation you went through 2021. But still, just a little reflection, I think, is the best way to start off 2022, because you just look back at everything you did that year. And for me personally, it's literally, like, such a weird thing to do, because for some reason, right now, I don't really remember what I did on January 1st this year. Like, this year flew by so fast that I'm not even, like, aware of everything what happened this year. So I think that this little reflection I will be doing will definitely help me to just know, like, what I am going to improve in 2022, and also maybe what I should add into my life in 2022, or just in general, like, take away. Like, what can I do to just make my life better the upcoming year, reflecting on what I did this year? Because obviously, this year, I think everyone learned a lot. And with all of this new knowledge, you can definitely make sure that 2022 is different from this one, and even, if possible, better than this year, you know? So reflecting on 2021 is something I will be doing. Yes, I really want to do that. I was thinking, like, no, I was kind of being lazy, because, like, reflecting on everything I did this year seems like a lot of work. But I think it will help me to just make my life a bit better the next year. So maybe if you want to try this out, I encourage you to do this. Just reflect on 2021, everything what happened. Ask yourself multiple questions. There are a lot of, like, videos on YouTube which help you, like, reflect on the year. Or maybe on Pinterest, you can look up some questions. There are a lot of different ways on how to do this, but just do a little reflection, you know? My third thing, or my third point I wrote down, was establish a new routine. With routine, I mean a morning routine or a night routine. I think routines are awesome for, like, just in general, staying on track with your habits or goals you have for the next year. And changing your routine up is kind of, like, a great feeling, because it's something new. You're going out of your comfort zone, which is always amazing and great. But yeah, just making yourself the best routine ever for the new year, and just adding those little habits you want to do the upcoming year, and maybe some things that will help you achieve your goals. Like, making that kind of morning routine or night routine is, like, powerful. I don't know, for me, it feels powerful. And a good book I would recommend you to read if you really want to, like, get into all of that habits topic and how to establish a nice routine is Atomic Habits. I think everyone knows this book by now. I've read it in German once, and I'm currently re-listening the book in English on Spotify. So definitely such a great book. In general, this book is like about habits and how you can build up these little or like atomic habits and then stacking them all together and making a nice and just a nice and productive routine, you know? So this book is definitely a great one if you want to get into more of like habits and like routines and stuff. But yeah, what I do want to point out here is that when you are making yourself a nice routine, please make sure to like remember that human life most of the times is uncertain, which means maybe something is going to happen and it's going to disturb or like ruin your morning or night routine. And this will probably create stress, and we don't want to be stressed because stress is not good for your body at all and not for your health in general. So I think when you are making your routine, make sure to make it simple, but at the same time, like, make it that way so that you can achieve all your goals and stuff. Because there will be coming situations which you're not expecting, and that will maybe F up your entire routine. So just try to make it simple so that it fits in every single situation. Me personally, I think I won't really be changing up my routine right now because I don't know, like most of the goals I have or like most of the habits I'm creating or like I want to do the next year are kind of the same like this year. So I think I will be leaving my morning routine, for example, as it is right now, but probably I will be changing up my night routine. I'm gonna see how that goes. But establishing a new routine for 2022 is definitely a good way on how to prepare for the next year. My fourth point I wrote down is to make a vision board. I love making these. Like, making vision boards, just sitting down, listening to some good music, looking up your dream life, or just what you want to accomplish. I don't know, like, something about that just screams powerful to me. So yeah, I love making these. I started making these like 2 years ago, so definitely a good thing to do. And I like these because they just make me visualize my goals every single day, especially like, for example, when I print it or put it as a wallpaper on my phone, Mac, or iPad. Like, seeing my goals and seeing my dream life on screen like every single day, remembering that to myself, is so powerful. And I've heard a lot of times that having like this visual board, I guess, or like this visual vision board, and seeing that every single day is kind of a way of manifesting your dream life, because you're constantly and every single day seeing that same picture, and one day your life is supposed to be like what you're dreaming of. Obviously, manifestation has a lot more in it than I'm saying. Like, I don't really know that much about manifestation, but I'm pretty sure it's not just having a vision board and seeing that every single day. It's actually working for it. And also, I think there's like some way of manifesting, like writing it down, which I'll also probably be doing. But yeah, it's just such a great way to have your dream life on like a visual thing and see it every single day. What I like to do is I like to do my vision board on Canva. It's an app or also a website. And I just like to look or scroll through Pinterest, look at all the pictures which just resonate with me and like are my goals, are my dreams, and put them all together in a beautiful vision board on Canva. That's just, I don't know, like such a great activity and something I really, really enjoy doing. What I do wanna, or what you should keep in mind, and what I also have to remember myself constantly, is that if you use photos out of the internet, remember that those photos are not yours, which means you cannot like sell or share this online with others because the photos do not belong to you and you don't really want to get into that whole drama. But still, if you just make a vision board for yourself, I don't know, like just looking at the internet or Pinterest is definitely such a great resource. So before 2022 starts, make sure to prepare or make yourself a beautiful vision board. Just make it yours. Like, make that vision board like it's your personality. Like, put all of you in that vision board. And then I think it's literally going to fit to you, and it's going to be so, so pretty and beautiful to look at it every single day. So before 2022 starts, make sure to make yourself a beautiful vision board which fits with your personality and yourself. I haven't done mine yet because I don't want to say that I didn't have the time for it, because everyone has the same time, but I just didn't prioritize it yet. So I still have 1 week though, so that is fine, I guess. But still, I think I have to start making mine, and I'm so, so excited because it's literally the best activity ever. So yeah. Lastly, my fifth point I thought about when I was just thinking about like how to prepare for 2022 was to get a planner. As simple as it sounds, getting a planner is probably like the best investment you can do before the year starts, because I don't know, like just something about having a planner, being organized, being able to write down all your to-dos just sounds perfect. Like, there are so, so many benefits about like when you use a planner. I don't know them all, but that's not the point. The point here is that getting a nice planner where you write down everything, what's going on in your mind, will just make you a lot more organized in your personal, but also in your work or school life. Like, you'll be so much more organized than a person who does not own a planner. And it's not only about being organized. I think it also makes you successful, because you're able to write down all your to-dos. You do not forget anything. Obviously, if you forget to write down something on your planner, you will forget it. But still, like, you'll be a lot more successful. You'll be able to accomplish all your work and all your school things, and just in general have your personal life nicely organized. Like, something about that is just calls me, like, screams perfection. I don't know. It's just something very, very interesting. But aside from that, I think you'll be able to live in the moment, because your head will not be filled with all these thoughts about your to-dos, about your day, about what you have to accomplish. No, all of that will be written down in your planner, and your head will be a lot more free, and you'll be able to enjoy the moment a lot more. What I've been doing this year is digital planning, which has worked pretty awesome for me. I just write down everything I have to accomplish, my main, or like my three main to-dos, and some habits I want to accomplish every single year. It has worked perfectly for me. I don't want to brag about my grades and stuff at school, but I was literally so organized that I handed all my homework over in time and got probably one of the best grades in comparison to my classmates. Like, because of my organization, I was successful at school, which I think is, like, it's literally awesome. Like, just because I wrote down everything and did everything in time, I had good grades. Like, that is success for me. That screams success for me. I don't know, but that is definitely one of the biggest accomplishments of this year for me. Just, like, to get a planner, plan out everything, and just be successful at school, at work, and even in your personal life. In my personal life, it would be that not only did I hand over my homework in time, but I also was able to go on my daily walk, study extra, and, like, give myself some time to work out, which is about 2 hours with warm-up and taking a shower. Like, I had that extra time to do the things I love just because I planned out my day. I don't know about you, but that definitely screams success for me and organization. And I absolutely love that, and I really preach that, and I hope that everyone does this. Like, you should definitely get a planner and make the day yours, because you literally have 24 hours of every other person on this planet, and you decide what you make out of it. And having a planner will definitely help you to just spend your time as wise as possible. So yeah, that's the little thing. Yeah, as I said, this year I did some digital planning, but next year I will go back to paper planning, because as I said, like, I'm transferring to another school, and as I heard, they don't really allow to use like computers or like iPads on there. It's like more like normal school, I guess, like with paper and everything. So I will be going back to paper planning, which is not bad, because I do love paper planning too, especially when I get to do, or like get to plan out, or get to create my own journal, like kind of like bullet journal, like, you know. So that is definitely what I will be doing this year, kind of having a bullet journal as a planner and just making the spreads for myself. So I'm very, very excited for that. But yeah, you don't have to do that. As I said, you can do digital planning, but there are also multiple planners out there. Like literally everywhere you go, they sell 2022 calendars or planners, and they're not even that expensive. So getting a planner is definitely a must for the upcoming year. Do this, if possible, even before the year starts, so that you can start off on January 1st strong. Yeah, that would be my fifth point I wrote down. Well, you guys, you know what this means. It's the end of today's episode. Thank you so, so much for making it till the end. I appreciate you and love you so, so much. As I said, these 5 points will definitely help you to prepare for 2022. I will be doing all of them. My goals are already done. Like, I already set them, I think, yesterday. Reflect on 2021. That's something I still have to do and definitely want to do. Establish a new routine. As I said, I won't be really changing up my routine this year, but still, maybe a few changes. Make a vision board, definitely on my to-do list for the upcoming days. And get a planner. As I said, I will be bullet journaling this year. I already have my January spread done. I just have to fill it in now, you know? So yeah, like, I'm definitely using all of these, and they will definitely help you to prepare for 2022. Like, I'm so, so excited for the new year. And yeah, like, every single year is something special, something new. And you can learn so, so much, experience so many new things. So, I don't know, it's just exciting the next year for some reason. Make sure to, as always, check out my socials. I have Instagram and TikTok. Both are at Carly_fit. I've definitely been more active on Instagram, posting new like little reels and also like workouts. So please make sure to check that out. Also, if you like this podcast, make sure to leave a quick review or rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and share this episode with everyone you love if you love this episode. So yeah, just have an awesome rest of this week, an awesome rest of 2021. It's literally the last week. Like, make it something special, and remember that this day is yours. Make the best out of it, and hopefully you're back here next week, which is literally next year. Like, hopefully you're back on this podcast, listening to this podcast next year, next week. And yeah, hopefully you have a great start into 2022. And yeah, that will be all for today. Love you all so, so much, and see you next week, aka next year. Bye.